Hey there, everybody. My name is Christoph, and alongside me is...
Brianna. Hey, guys. What's up?
And this is Extra Normal Podcast, where we tell abnormal stories for these extra normal times. Ooh. Brianna, how are you?
I'm really happy.
Yeah? Why?
We've got a baby in me? Our how house. Could it be? Yeah. We got a baby, and it's so little.
So I wouldn't say we... I'm going along for the ride.
It all started. When
I was born.
When this morning, poor, innocent creature, a mother squirrel got run over by a car. The poor mother squirrel died, and so her babies were like...
We don't know.
Chirping, and our neighbor across the street found one. And they're like, oh my gosh, you have to come over and see what we have. And I was like, oh my gosh. And we walked in, I was like, it has rabies, which that is a false accusation. Most people probably think that. They usually don't have rabies.
What are we talking about? Did you say squirrel?
Squirrel. But yeah, so... We've been hiding them from our... Oh, so anyway, so they found one. I'm really excited. So our neighbors found one. And then they were like, oh, we should probably take it to the Humane Society or to like a shelter or somewhere where they can rehabilitate it until it can go back into the wild once it's older.
Back into Squirrelville.
So they found a place in Huntington Beach. And then, I thought, oh, cool. They rescued a squirrel. That's awesome. It was really cute. So... We go about our business later on in the day, and I'm getting home from working out, and these kids across the street are yelling, Dad, there's a baby squirrel. And you just hear the dad go, don't touch it. And then I was like,
I'm still with the dad.
You are.
Save it, but don't touch it.
This whole time you've been like, oh, God.
It's fine. So, I probably got all kinds of stuff.
So
save it for sure.
I ran across the street, and the poor thing is whimpering. And it's really, really like you could just tell distraught. It's kind of walking like it's drunk. Like it doesn't know how to really walk yet. And I was like, well, we can't leave it here. There's crows out. Like there's no way. So we like call our neighbors and get some info about how they treated the other one. So we knew what to do, what to feed it.
Maybe you're giving crows a bad name, dude. Crows eat squirrels. Keep talking. I'm going to look that up.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
Uh-huh.
Alive ones?
Let me just tell you, these crows, they don't be in our front yard for no reason. They'll poke your eyes.
Whatever's alive. So they'll eat insects, spiders, snails, fish, snakes, eggs, nestling birds, cultivating fruits, nuts, and vegetables.
Yeah.
And these might pick off a baby squirrel.
Kind of like humans.
Got it.
I was like, there's no way we can leave it. So... Long story long, by the time we got the squirrel and get food for it and everything, everything's closed. So it's not like we could take them to the Humane Society. We went to the police station. He said
there could
be, and he was like, there could be a chance that they might even put it to sleep. So just explore your options. He gave us some information and we're just like, well, there's no way we're putting this baby lovey-dovey to sleep, so it's staying the night with us. Our daughter has been bottle feeding it, and
puppy food actually.
Yeah, and it seems to be doing pretty good. I made a little like nest for it, if you will, and it's all curled up and sleeping. And ever since I fed it, it's just been sleeping so good. And so yeah, tomorrow morning, Godspeed, we get it to the shelter on time, and they could do whatever they need to do to make sure he's hydrated and everything else. And yeah, but I love him.
We're going to try to take it because I think your big fear is they're going to be like, yeah, sure, we'll take care of it. And then they take it like to the back and club it or whatever.
Mm.
But we're going to take it somewhere where we don't think they're going to club it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's giving me anxiety. Like taking care of something that small, it's been a while since we took care of something that fucking small and fragile.
It does kind of remind me of like when we first had our daughter, because she would
babies are fragile.
Yeah. And they need to eat every hour, and
that was a wild time.
Yeah.
It feels like a blur. I think you're running off of like when you have a new baby. Shout out to all new parents out there. When you have a baby, it's just you're working off of adrenaline. Yeah, so that's our job. We're in
that's our unpaid good Samaritan.
I just hope good, it makes through at night.
Good to, species.
Into safe hands.
I really felt like it was trying to contact us. Like, what? You know, like you've heard those stories where animals are just, they're desperate. So they're like,
yeah,
I don't know what to do. So it's like, it was going to the humans. Yeah. It was like screaming at them.
Hello,
like,
fellow living thing. Please
like
help.
Like it needed help. And the kids didn't know what to do. And so I was so glad to go over.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And, better you than a crow.
Yeah. Or kids. Like, you know, they were kids like, they're those little boys that get into trouble. So they might have kicked it around a little bit. So a
couple kicks.
So I'm glad that I got him in time.
Speaking of trouble. So, you know, everybody's all about the AI craze, right? It's a big thing now. People care about AI now. Well.
Care about it in a good way or scared of it?
I think both. I think people are starting to love it, which is scarier than anything else because people are like using it for all kinds of stuff. People using it to fill in, people using it for art, people using it. It still generates pretty shitty art, but people are using it as a foundation to start creative projects. People are using it to, you know, for work stuff. It's in. Mm-hmm. But AI is in hot water right now. At least one AI robot is in hot water.
Oh, no.
And this comes from the Metro in UK, Metro News in UK.
Should I guess? Is it the sex doll robots?
No. Well. Well.
Well.
No. Oh. Not intentionally. AI robot sparks outrage after groping a reporter during a live interview.
What? Is there a video?
There is a video. This. So the second 7-second clip was taken at Deepfest. In Ooh, Riyadh.
That already sounds pretty kinky.
Maybe the robot was. He's like, well, it's in the name, guys. And even an event billed as the premier meeting place for the global artificial intelligence ecosystem. During the showcase, reporter Raya Qasim, sorry if I butchered that, was seen speaking in front of the AI robot called Muhammad when it appeared to reach out and attempt to touch her inappropriately. Miss Qasim immediately flinched and turned around with her hands raised, appearing to admonish him while continuing her job. Muhammad, developed by Saudi AI and robotics firm QSS, is described as the latest marvel in robotics. Dressed in traditional outfit, Muhammad introduced himself to the crowd in Arabic. However, after the inappropriate interaction, the clip quickly went viral for all the wrong reasons. You want to see the clip?
Please, I need to.
Hold on, let me.
And we will share this on our social.
We will definitely. So watch this. Ready? Watch his hand. Hey.
I don't think he did it on purpose.
You think so? You think it was on purpose or no? It's AI. Smarter than you think.
Yeah.
Dumber than people assume.
Is he
it's smarter
really
than
smart
you think.
Robot? Like what's it's his robot's
robot,
deal?
So he's got to be pretty smart, right? He talked to everybody in Arabic. He's like, hey, what's up, guys?
Oh, really? Like he can answer questions and like understand.
It doesn't say
understand
it.
Empathy.
I don't know if
compassion.
If he's groping reporters, I don't think he can. But there might be cases where, so say we get to the point of robot. Yeah, but you could see a world where there's robots in the workplace and they're not quite sure how to interact with humans. So maybe they grope a female. Like maybe there's a robot that's, they start incorporating robots into the workplace, but they're still kind of getting this sense of humans, but they grope a female coworker. You have to, that robot's fired, right? Do they put it out or is it a learning process? What do you do? Do you have a discipline process for a robot for sexual harassment?
He needs to go to therapy.
Yeah.
And, you know, he needs to, you know, why?
And this is beyond.
Like, I would really truly want to ask the robot why you did that. And
hey, did you mean to?
And you know he'll probably say I was programmed that way.
I guess, but then, I guess my question is what with these AI robots? You know they're mimicking human thought processes, right? It's meant to essentially it's sentient intelligence that mimics a human brain. Is there desire? Is there going to be desire in these robots? Are they going to be asexual? Like, are robots, would robots, any of them be, any AI, start formulating opinions about desires and pleasure that us humans have? Or are they beyond that?
I think that they're beyond that, but I mean, maybe a little curious.
Because it's that's part of the human experience.
Maybe they want to manipulate the human's emotions, and that could be a way of doing that, you know, sexually.
Yeah.
Making them fall in love with
them. To get to a means to an end type of thing.
What was that movie that we watched with, was that one guy that played Joker? The movie was really long.
What?
The really long one where it's like, okay, what's
I'm trying to go through all the movies that I watched.
Joker.
Which Joker?
I can't remember his name. It's like on the tip of my tongue.
Heath Ledger?
No.
Jack Nicholson?
No.
Jared Leto?
No. You've named all of them except for the
Joaquin
one.
Phoenix?
That one, yes.
Got it. Okay.
Him.
Got to all the Jokers.
So, like, why did I bring him up?
I don't know. You said there was some long movie.
No. Oh, there was a movie that Joaquin Phoenix was in.
Oh, he falls in love with the AI.
And he falls in love with
her,
the AI.
Right? It's called Her.
And then he finds out that she's got all these other... she's doing the exact same thing because she's so advanced.
Yeah.
And she's literally just doing her job.
Yeah.
So, I mean, like, the robots are probably programmed for that. But I would say a really advanced robot, I could see it just being kind of like, hey, let's just see, like, a god, in it, if you will. Like, let's just see what happens if I do this with the human.
As an experiment?
Yeah.
I guess. But do robots...
they don't feel... like, they don't have the sense of touch like we do, you know?
They don't have a sensory, but do they experience pleasure? Like where
it's not like
they're more
sensual.
AI now,
like they're not gonna get, you know, weak in the knees, like
sure.
You know? So I think it would just be more like, let's see like what having sex is like. Like, you know, just to see the female or male that they're with and
what's going
and
see, on.
Yeah, like what their emotions are and how they can maybe manipulate that.
Would they feel companionship, right? Robots would feel companionship, or no? Are they that cold where they won't
feel? I mean, it depends. Like, there's so many different robots. I think some are probably made for companionship, so that's all that they know. So, yeah.
If you're a robot, email us at extramapodcast@gmail.com.
Please don't.
It's nuts. It started getting me down that thought experiment of what is the level of pleasure, of sensation, of joy that an AI potentially could feel. I mean, AI is a lot of filling in AI art at this point, and it's a lot of like it's gathering all this stuff that would be on the internet, but it's gathering it and composing stuff based on that. But once it gets to the point where we are at the level where an AI could have the level of complexity that a human or close to it at least, are they going to feel companionship? Are they going to feel joy? Or is it just still an amalgamation of systems and gathering information? Like, it fascinates me.
Is that one show we watch? Was it called Westwood?
Westworld?
Westworld?
Yeah.
With the robots?
Yeah.
They
experienced joy.
Well, a lot of them didn't even know that they were robots. So so maybe down the line, that is something, you know?
And what if we have a bunch of robots who are basically performing our dirty work, right? Because we don't want to do it anymore, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. Are they going to rise up once they become aware that they have just been at the service of us and we've been trial and erroring them? And at this point, once we start, and we're not talking like we're there yet, but let's say in the future, once robots are functional and everybody has like a Jetsons robot maid or whatever it is, once they realize that they are just been created to fit humans' needs, and once they're no longer useful to us, we dispose of them. What's to say that they're going to turn around and realize that we're no longer useful to them, and for them to dispose of us?
It's so scary.
What's that point? And would they be justified in that? Because we've been building them at this point. We're talking about using, but we've been building them up to be house cleaners and that sort of thing for our bidding, and if they're not being proper house cleaners, we tear them apart and we sell them for parts, essentially. What's to say that they're going to say we're useless now and we're going to sell you for parts?
Well, and I think that's
the Matrix, baby.
If I was that smart.
Hopefully your edibles all kicked in at this point in the podcast.
If I was that smart to be able to build robots
and
and create the
if you were a Jetson
computer software. Like, I think that would be like the disconnect. Like, I would want to build this robot to be in its own network, to just understand that it is literally here to do this. And like, if it has to, if a new better one comes out and this one has to be unplugged, like it doesn't know what anger is. It doesn't know what aggression is. It doesn't know what retaliation is. So it's like, for me, like build a robot like that. Like,
you will not unplug me, Brianna. Yeah. I will kill you.
You know, how about upload only the happy stuff? Yeah.
All sunflowers.
Yeah.
Let's not focus in on humans' dark past. Yeah, I think that you're thinking in the right way, but I know that
there's others,
and the scientists will go forward no matter what, just for the sake of curiosity. They're going to build a robot to be as smart as they can, true, including all that stuff. So I feel like humans, because of our curiosity, we're just going to keep going, and we're going to keep going until it meets our end, until it is our demise eventually, if the earth doesn't crumble underneath our feet before that.
Yeah.
It's insane. Well, I mean, we can push off sexual harassment in the workplace for a little while with robots, because I don't think they're coming around for our jobs. They are in some ways, because things are being streamlined and people are being laid off because it takes less people to do more things.
They learn how to do hair, that's when it's all fucking over.
That's when
it's over for me.
Yeah.
And makeup.
You might be one of a few holdouts, because a lot of the stuff, like in terms of office work, because AI is taking care of like a bunch of number punching and shit.
But for
like
hair
that.
Color, it's like you can't just print that onto somebody's hair. You have to
can't 3D print
it,
hair.
You know what I mean?
Well, like you can.
It wouldn't be.
But do you think that
I feel like makeup could be an easier one where they can just. You know,
do you think there ever be a point where there has to be someone who's going to try it, at least? Do you think where you'll see a point in your lifetime where there's essentially, you know, those like $5 car wash places?
Like the Jetsons?
Do you think that someone will sit in a chair and they'll get on like a conveyor belt and then it'll wheeze them through and there'll be some contraption that falls down on their head? Poof, they get fill in the blank hair color. And they get jetted along, and it's like 10-minute process.
That wouldn't even bother me, because there's wigs. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If everybody wore a wig, I would be out of business.
That's true.
You know? So people like their real hair, and then maybe they just want to cover their gray.
The wigs piss you off?
I love wigs. No.
Okay.
More power to the wig.
Sounds like it's your competition. Wigs, your ultimate enemy. I think you're safe in terms of our job safety. I think you're safer than I am, because I,
for now,
all this even analytics,
but you
stuff,
never
even,
know, something could just come out of left field and they're like, all you have to do is drink this and it'll change your hair color. You know what I mean?
That
like,
sounds cool.
You know,
can we do that?
I mean,
it seems unsafe. It seems like you're, people, it basically seems, it seems
I'm
like
one
you're
of them.
Drinking
we
dye.
Inject our faces with Botox. So it's like, true. You know, it's like choose your poison, literally. It's true. Choose your toxin.
Yeah. So. But anyways, yeah. So I think we're okay in terms of sexual harassment in the workplace with robots for now.
I think we're okay.
But I think you have to be very careful if you have...
Happy Women's Month, everybody.
Happy Women's International Women's Month, everybody.
I hope you don't get groped by a robot or a human.
Either one. I think either one. It doesn't feel good either way. You can't be like, oh, it's a robot.
Yeah.
It's even scarier, because I feel like... Robots can, I don't know, they have more strength. I'm thinking about them like chimpanzees. I could be scared. Don't know. But I think the real big concern and a story that I stumbled across was apparently the level, like for teachers in Japan, forget sexual harassment. What you can lose your fucking job for in Japan is wild. Because a principal... lost his job due to a convenience store. I want you to guess what he did at the convenience store that made the principal lose his job, right? This is not at the school. It's not a convenience store at the school. It's not, you know, something where he's stealing pencils.
I would
pencils.
Say typical stuff would be like buy a porno mag if they still sell them at the, if it's like a 7-Eleven. Mm-hmm. Like that would be number one.
Yeah.
I mean, possibly alcohol if he was caught by, I don't know, just, you know, people are so judgy.
Sure.
I had a client that had to literally delete her Facebook because she went had a wild weekend in Vegas, and she wore a very revealing dress that showed like her, not obviously nipples or anything, but her,
but everything,
a good,
but,
yeah, a good amount of her tatas.
Yeah.
And like people that also worked at the same school were like commenting, and it was going around school, and she was just like, you know what? Fuck this. I'm off the grid. Like, I'm going to live my life. I'm allowed to dress the way. And it was sucked because she, I saw the picture. She was banging. Like she did a good job. Yeah. And it's like, fuck, you know, you look amazing. You know,
yeah,
like she'd been through a divorce, you know, like some hard times, and like, she deserves to take pictures of herself and post that. Like, again, woman empowerment, this is our month. And yeah. And because of being working in the school, you mm-hmm. know, arena, if you will, like she had to like take it all down.
It is like an arena.
Yeah.
There's people, you hear stories now because teachers don't get paid quite enough to make like a really healthy living. They can mm-hmm. make a living, but they're not going to live in a fancy place. You hear stories of teachers having to do as their part-time gig OnlyFans. You hear stories of students finding that OnlyFans, whatever, and going there and like discovering their teacher on OnlyFans.
So scary. So sad.
It's sad. It's for sure sad. And it's sad that, one, they don't get paid enough. It's sad also, too, that they're judged for that at that point. Like, it's, the awkwardness is sad. Like, it's just a bummer all around.
Okay, tell us.
So, a junior high school principal lost his job and retirement pay. So he lost his current
pay. This better be good.
And his retirement pay.
I mean, I feel like it's not going
to
be.
Believed to be around 20 million yen, which is about $135,000. It's a big conversion, but about $135,000 a year, not a bad job at all. As punishment for overfilling his coffee at a convenience store in Takasoga.
You're lying. Are they just that strict there?
But critics have questioned the prefectural board of education's decision to apply the most severe penalty available, saying it's akin to giving a death sentence for an offense of little monetary loss.
No.
According to the board, the principal paid 110 yen at the counter at a convenience store to buy a regular size coffee, this dirt bag, at a self-service coffee machine on December 24th. However, a store clerk, this savvy store clerk, noticed that he filled his cup by pressing the button for a large coffee, which costs 180 yen. So 70 yen, which is
pennies. So I'm confused. Did he have a large cup or a...
So he had a cup.
Yeah.
And he paid for a regular size coffee. I think it's just give you one cup.
So you pay first and then you go get your coffee?
Listen, I don't know. I know he ordered he paid for a regular coffee.
Mm-hmm.
This fucking monster pushed the large coffee button. So because of that, he's 59 years old. He lost both his current pay, right? And his retirement pay.
No.
For one button push on a coffee.
Damn. And I'm over here like, all the wonderful things I've heard about Japan, I'm like, oh, I want to move there. And she's like, fuck. You are being watched.
Well, when confronted, the 59-year-old principal of the city-supported school admitted to cheating on his coffee purchase. So he admitted to it.
Yeah.
This guy is admitted convict.
Come on.
He's a...
What, like you fucking have taken your Carl's Jr. cup the next day to get a drink before. Yeah. So like, don't even.
I mean, the bar is much lower in America. Well, maybe this will change your mind because he also admitted that he had done this twice before.
It doesn't change my mind. He did it twice. I would just be like, pay the difference. Like, don't do it again, you asshole. Like, stop being so cheap.
They didn't indict him for the pennies.
Oh, okay. That's great news.
At an interview by board officials, the school head reportedly said he did it on the impulse of the moment, and he was truly sorry for his misconduct. The principal also
impulse of the moment, but he did it like three or four times.
Yeah. The principal also admitted to doing the same thing four times at another store, bringing the total amount he scammed to 490 yen. So let's go yen to dollars. See how much this is. Got him fired without, and he's 59, so he's done. He's done. Like,
he better have a good savings.
How much do you think 490 yen is? This guy lost, again, a great salary.
$20.
$3.32 total over the lifespan of his theft. He's stole.
I'm fucking dead. This poor man.
This guy is.
He needs to start a GoFundMe. Do they have that over there?
Yeah, they need to. But that is brutal. That wouldn't go over here. Like, you couldn't. Everybody.
How would they keep track? Like, oh my God, people be fucking walking out with groceries and, you know, like, no big deal.
Yeah.
It's under $500. Who cares? Like,
I mean, some of the stuff that our principals and teachers get away with, like, would we have a staff?
Oh my God.
Would we even have teachers or principals if we had that same $3.32 threshold?
They just must be very strict over there. Yeah. You know, but, you know, that's why they have no crime.
Sure, it's like an honor
they
thing.
They literally have no crime. And yeah.
I don't say literally have no crime. They have very little crime.
Very little. And yeah. It's not, you don't see, you don't, it's like very unheard of. Because yeah, like you said, it's like an honor thing.
And you, apparently if you steal, not even steal the cup of coffee, if you pay for a smaller size and upgrade, you're done.
Wow.
You're done.
Meanwhile, like, I've heard stories in Japan, you can like have a super expensive, so you had like a $400 bag and you can leave it on the street and nobody would take it.
Are we going to test that out if we go to Japan?
We use a fake bag. I think it's,
yeah. Have you seen
that? We can.
You know what I watch all the time? Have you seen the videos? I don't think you probably have, but there's someone on TikTok who they leave a bike out or they leave a backpack out. But they tie it like to something and a rope. So the people, like, they grab the backpack or they grab the bicycle and they start hauling away. And as soon as that rope runs out of length, it yanks them right back. So there's people like flying backwards because of the backpack, or people eating shit off of a bicycle.
That's hilarious.
They start trying to take off with the bike and it just, the bike stops because it's out of rope or whatever, and yeah, the person keeps going and they fall face first.
Oh my
God. Right over the bicycle. It's very satisfying.
They deserve it, so.
Sure. Of course.
So
not like they're rescuing squirrels.
Are you gonna ask me that question that I wasn't gonna answer?
What was the question?
The other day.
Well, I think it's a loaded question. I don't know if we can ask that. What ethnicity would you want to be? That one?
Why? Who cares?
Can I ask you a different question? Because it's just like, I don't know. It's a very bizarre question. Let's get your answer and we'll see if we can leave it in.
Well, okay. So I have a question
before
I answer.
I want to be French because they're not blank, blank, blank.
No, it's not even about that. You probably would already guess what I would want to be, but.
Italian.
No.
Because you're not Italian. You're only a quarter. Go ahead.
Fuck you. Can we choose what era? Because that is a huge thing
sure. In
ethnicities.
As long as you don't say German, World War II era, then you are a suspect. Go ahead. And then to be clear on the question, right? It's what if you could change your ethnicity to any other ethnicity or nationality, however you want to frame
era.
It. And I guess era apparently too.
Okay. Because I was thinking like, well, Egyptian, obviously.
Okay.
But I was like, I wouldn't want to be modern Egypt, you know?
Okay.
Because, I mean, as beautiful as it is.
It's a tough living.
I think of ancient Egypt and I just think of how amazing.
Wasn't that amazing?
Incredible.
Weren't people dying at like 30?
I mean, I could.
Unless you're a pharaoh.
I could have been a belly dancer for the pharaohs. Like, it just seems like.
Even then, that had to be a rough job. That's all you did and you went to your shitty house. Like,
probably, it was a rough living for 99% of the pharaohs too. If they were
sure, I mean, them. If you're pretty, they would be like, mine, mine.
That's a mine.
Thank you.
It was either going to be because I just want to somehow end up in Egypt. So mm-hmm. I was like, okay, well, Italian, he's going to obviously know if I say Italy, it's going to be like, eh. But so I was like, okay, either Egyptian or Greek then.
Visible eye roll.
It has to be
2080. With all the fevers and the lice and the yeah, it'll be real fun. No lights.
Oh my God. It's
just any that.
Women had equal rights in Egypt.
That's beautiful. And I love it. I love that. If
then
you're going
to go over to Italy and they started this whole thing.
What they start?
The men. That's the whole thing with Cleopatra. They hated that she was a pharaoh because, you know, because she was a female. And like in there with them, with their hierarchies needed to be men. And so they were worried with her coming over, females would get that idea like, oh, well, look at, she's a female leader. Why can't we be leaders? They'll start questioning too much. And then that's, you know, the Catholic Church, how they took over again. It like the women had to be nuns, right? But they can never be a priest. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Women's Month.
happy International Women's Month.
When I was really thinking deeply about it. In modern times, I don't think there's really any era that I would really want to live in, you know, or any other country. But if I was choosing a different era, then yeah, that's where.
Okay. Gotcha. Hey, you know, I thought of another question that I actually saved for the podcast.
Of course you did.
What do you think the percentage of people that you went to high school with are dead?
Oh my God, you're horrible.
Why am I horrible?
It's a fascinating thing
to think about, right? What is the percentage of people who you went to high school with?
I'd say 5%.
You think 5% of your high school classmates are dead?
Maybe 1%.
I don't know. You tell me.
I know one person that died. That's
at least one person. I don't know if it's a percentage. Yeah. Did you have?
There's no one person.
So. How many? Yeah, I wonder. That's. Let's take a poll. What's the percentage of people? Obviously, as you go younger, the numbers are going to be lower. Mm-hmm. As you get older, at what point are you the 10th? Like, at what point is 90% of your classmates dead? 99% of your classmates dead. Like, you look at a yearbook and you're like, I'm the only one who's still around. Mm-hmm. Everybody else is gone. But I wonder. I truly thought about that. I was like, what? Yeah. I wonder.
Well, you know what was adorable? I went to church yesterday.
That is adorable.
And I went with an 80-year-old woman that lives in our neighborhood. And she's like the
grandma of her classmates are dead.
And like all of her siblings are dead. She's in her 80s. And
bring it down. Thanks.
No, but what I loved is that like, because she's like, OG, like La Habra, like born and raised.
And
where we live, it's like La Habra is a real small town. So everybody kind of knows each other. If you've been here your whole life, everybody knows each other. We haven't been here our whole life. So we're not cool like that. But like the people that we do know, that's just how it is. And so she walks into church. She knows these people. And these are people that she went to high school with. And I just thought that was really cool that she is still friends.
That is cool.
And she's still talking to like the people that are still around, you know, and it just kind of gave me hope because I feel like, when you think when you're 80s, yeah, everybody's going to be dead. But this woman, she goes to gamble. She's going to the casino. She's living her life, driving, very healthy woman. So there's hope. So
there is hope.
So that's a dark question.
Thank you.
How many do you think?
Of my percentage of, I feel like it's higher than 1%. I feel like it's at least 5% of the people that I went to high school with are dead. At least 5%.
Yeah.
I know.
I would say in between.
I'm counting up to a handful of people I for sure confirmed are passed away.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, it's a tough life. There's all kinds of factors. It's crazy to think about, but it's cancer. There's suicide. There's drug overdose. There's everything under the sun. Car accidents. Do you want me to list all the ways you can die?
No.
Sorry. That's the kind of questions that pop into my head. Speaking of death, Did you? I read this story. Apparently, more than 400,000 songbirds were killed by the mafia in Cyprus. And this is coming from The Guardian. So more than 400,000 songbirds were trapped and killed in Cyprus last autumn as part of a recent increase in wildlife crime. According to a news report, organized crime networks use decoys and speakers playing bird songs to lure these small birds, including garden favorites such as robins and sparrows, to land in bushes or orchards, where they catch them with mist nets or branches covered in glue. Ugh, These fucking monsters. They are then sold via hidden market to restaurants to be eaten as a local dish, which consists of pickled or boiled songbirds. The report drawn up by BirdLife Cyprus and the Committee Against Bird Slaughter. Wait, hold on. There's a Committee Against Bird Slaughter.
Aww.
It's sad that there has to be a committee. Is there a committee for bird slaughter? I don't know. Found that 435,000 birds were killed this way in autumn. So in one season, this must be a very popular dish because they kill 400,000 songbirds.
I wonder if they're how delicious it is. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to eat it.
You're curious.
But is it a different type? Like, is it juicy? Is it greasy? Is it chewy? Like, what's the deal?
That's just insane. And to think that there's 400,000.
And pickled, ew.
Yeah.
No.
You would say if it wasn't pickled, you'd eat it?
No, I don't.
Is that what you're saying?
I don't know what the hype is with a pickled bird. Like, we don't eat pickled bird here.
We don't eat pickled bird. Well, do we?
No.
Do people pickle chicken?
No.
Do people pickle chicken?
No. Say that five Chick-fil-A times fast.
Chick-fil-A pickles chicken.
Peter Piper pickles.
Chick-fil-A literally pickles their chicken.
No.
I mean, not to other men, because that's against their practices, because they're homophobes.
They put pickles on it. They don't pickle it.
They pickle it.
How?
Well, they brine their chicken in pickle juice.
Oh.
That's why people like it.
But is that what you called pickled?
I don't know.
Because when I'm thinking of pickled, I'm thinking of it in like a like, mason jar.
Like pickles, like legit, like
letting
like
it
pickles.
Sit there. That's what I'm sparrows. Envisioning when you say pickled.
I'm sorry, this is a bummer of a story, but we're going to keep moving on. Because it's a sad, but it's fascinating. Like, neither one of us are...
To put the glue on the branches, that's kind of brilliant.
That's fucked up. That's brilliant, that's but
so fucked up.
Fucked
can you
up.
Imagine? Poor babies.
It's just wild. Like, we're not that adventurous in eating. Mm. We stick to the map. Like, I've never... For one, we don't do seafood. Like, seafood is out for us. Mm-hmm. Neither one of us do seafood, so anything from the sea is gone. Mm-hmm. No, we don't do... I don't do lamb. I don't do deer. Insect. I don't do insects.
Have you
I
eaten
don't,
an insect ever? Like,
accidentally?
Willingly? Honestly, willingly?
No,
I swallowed a fly.
Oh, then you die. What's that
yeah,
book?
Yeah, I guess I'll die.
No crickets, no bugs. We don't do a lot of stuff. Maybe it's time to expand our horizon.
Fuck yourself.
the
I might eat
the
an
mafia
ant because
went
they
through
said
all
the ant,
this trouble.
If it was like chocolate covered ant, because he said the ants
are very high in
spicy.
Protein. They're spicy and they're very high in protein.
I wonder how an ant is spicy.
I don't know. I would feel fucked up.
Is it like a red ant?
I've actually eaten ants on accident. Because being a kid, like I would leave, like I still leave out shit, but I would leave out like a soda and that sugar would attract the ants. And I would take it. I remember at least a couple times this has happened to me and I didn't learn my lesson. I would drink the soda and there would be ants in it. So I would like accidentally, and they are spicy actually thinking about it.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're the second person because somebody else ate an ant on accident and said they were spicy. I'm like, you're such a weirdo. But they were like a drug addict, so I thought they were just...
Well, at least I'm with the drug addicts. I can't believe that... I couldn't see myself eating an ant. I feel for the
ants. What about a grasshopper?
Because they're a lot like us, actually. Like, it's in terms of society.
Chocolate-covered grasshopper?
No, I won't do that. No. Unless I'm desperate, unless that's the apocalypse and I see some crickets and I'm like, I'm hungry. Like,
let's roast them like...
If it's the apocalypse, anything goes. Fucking, I'm not... No more seafood ban if it's the apocalypse. I'm going to muscle it down. I'm not going to enjoy it, but I'm going to muscle it down.
Make the best out of it.
You got to make the best of it, out of everything. But yeah, I thought you'd like that. Did you like that story about the 400,000 songbirds that were slaughtered by a Cyprus mafia?
That's very sad.
I am sorry. I'm checking or marking Cyprus off my list. Here's a silly story that's a little more, I don't know if it's heartwarming. It's not heartwarming. But did you hear about Madonna getting into trouble?
Is it the wheelchair?
Yeah. When she called out people for sitting in their seats, like lambasting them for staying in their seats, and they were actually in a wheelchair.
But you know what? Because I think it's kind of a thing right now. I think that, like, I know, like, people that I know have gone to concerts, and they're like, nobody stands up at a concert anymore. Like, nobody's rocking out. They're quietly sitting down, videotaping the entire
thing. Everybody's it's a social media feed.
And so, like, I feel like, I don't really care what other people are doing. I could be the only one standing up, rocking out. I could take a break, sit down. But
thank you for explaining.
But you know what I mean? But I'm just saying, like, so for me, I don't really care. But I, you know, as an artist, I'm sure that they want to see their fans, like, up, you know?
It's got to be incredibly annoying.
But if it was, like, one person, that's what's, like.
You motherfucker. And then
what did she say? She said, she was like, oh.
So footage posted online showed that 65 years, she's only 65.
All the surgeries.
Made her look, yeah. I thought she was older.
Yeah. She's made herself look like a monster.
I thought she was, whoa.
And it's like, I don't like saying that because I'm like, you can do whatever makes you happy with plastic surgery, but it's like, she was so beautiful.
Yeah.
That, and I guess, and I get it, like, you know, age, it happens, but to look like a completely different person, I think that's what's sad. You know, because you see like J-Lo, you see like Gwen Stefani, you even see like Dolly Parton, you see Cher. They've all had a lot of work done, but they still look like themselves, you know? Yeah,
they didn't transform like Dolly.
So it's like gone.
It's a bummer.
So I would love to see her in concert. I'm like, but it's not, I won't see her. I see that this new...
And she doesn't have to be like a sex icon, or she could be like a 65-year-old sex icon. She doesn't need to do all that work. It just bums me out when people feel like they are racing against time.
She was aging great. Like, over the years, like, I saw this video where she was doing like little things. And then it just went from like that to like extreme to where, and then she follows the trends where she had to get the butt implants. And it was like, oh my God.
And this is at like 60, age 60.
Yeah. And she was built. Like, she always has worked out. She's had these like solid legs, great figure. Like, and so it's just like 6 years old getting like, we've seen you your whole life. Like, we know that you didn't do a lot of squats to get that ass. Like, it's synthetic.
Yeah.
Anyways, continue.
No work. Yeah, apparently what she said was, what are you doing sitting down over there? She shouted, what are you doing sitting down? And then she realized, she got closer and she realized, and so she just said, oh, okay, politically incorrect. Sorry about that. I'm glad you're here. And that was it.
My God.
Could you imagine the embarrassment? Because you know that's going to go. She also didn't get in trouble, but she got a little bit of, the ha-has because she said the wrong city. She's like, good night, Sacramento, but it was San Francisco.
she's getting lost older.
The step.
Yeah,
she's lost the step. She's, you know, Madonna's not Madonna, the Madonna we knew anymore. But yeah it's kind of sad.
And that's the hard thing too, is because I still want to see her, but I'm like, oh my God, am I going to be that disappointed? Like,
I feel like you will be. I feel like because you want to see, with those type of acts, you want to see.
I want to see 80s. I mean, what I grew up exactly. on, 80s you, and early 90s. Like.
And you're not going to.
No.
I think, I don't know if we've announced, I don't know why we would announce it, but I don't know if we've told anybody, but on the mics, but we are going to the No Values Tour.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, Misfits, you know. All those like punk
bands.
You're
saying I'm going to be disappointed.
Are you? That's what I'm asking you. Are you going to be like, ooh, this is, maybe we should have hung it up. Like, you should have hung up the guitar like 2 decades ago. Do you think you're going to get that?
No, because I kind of like old school rockers. Like I can go see like we see Danny Elfman.
Blues Travelers.
You know, and even though I would love to see Danny Elfman with Oingo Boingo, like just seeing him like in any like concert.
Danny Elfman's an enigma though.
Yeah, I'll take. But he's so old and he's looks so geeky and so, you know, and you're just like, I don't care. I love you. You know, and so I think that it'll be kind of like the same thing.
Seeing like punk rockers with gray hair kind of brings me joy, actually. Like when they're just wearing, like they have that same aesthetic, but they're like, they're shitty t-shirt sizes a little bit bigger and they're gray haired. I love it. I absolutely fucking love it.
And I think that like true punk rock is like, it's not really the uniform of the staple. No, it's like when you see a band like truly just not giving a fuck.
Yeah.
And they are genuinely loving what they do and just doing them. And if it works, it works. And you know, like that's what I'm really excited to see the Vandals, because I think that's what always like gravitated me towards them, because they're just naturally just funny and they're just like guys hanging out on stage and kind of talking shit, but they don't take themselves seriously. Like they're just like them and they're just like in the moment and enjoying it. And that's the thing, a lot of these nuanced bands, they all take themselves too seriously. Even solo artists, they take themselves too seriously. In old school punk rock, they don't.
No.
You know, they're out to send a message.
I think
they're passionate about what they're singing about and they don't take themselves seriously.
I feel like Henry Rollins of Black Flag. Yeah,
and I think that's why maybe I've never been the hugest Black Flag fan.
Yeah.
That's a hard one.
It's a tongue twister. Careful, too. You could get yourself into real trouble. Sorry to announce, but These Nuts has been arrested.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Are you going to be okay?
I don't know.
Now that These Nuts is in prison?
I don't know who that is. Should I know who that is?
No. A Green Bay, Wisconsin man accused of using a deadly weapon along with misdemeanor battery and disorderly conduct has a very strange name. That's because the 42-year-old suspect's full name is D's Nuts the Kroll. I like how he kept his last name, Lee Kroll. The defendant with the nutty name. Fuck you. Fuck you, Huffington Post, with that.
What?
They said the defendant with the nutty name was arrested.
Oh, my God.
March 5th after an incident involving a gun. Could you? Okay. Would you find it hard if it were an acquaintance? Right? Not even an acquaintance. Someone you knew about. And they met you. They saw you at a supermarket. And they're like, oh, man. How's your husband doing? Well, I'm so sorry. Tragic news. He was murdered. And you naturally said, well, do they know who did it? And they're like,
D's Nuts.
Yeah, there's a guy named D's Nuts. Would you find it hard to not laugh?
I would. No, I would probably keep a straight face and be like, you're joking. Because I'm just like a gullible person anyway. Mm-hmm. So I always have to like double, like, wait, what are you talking about? Like, are you joking? Like, what's going on? You know?
My uncle was run over by cocksucker Brooks. Like, how does a judge keep a straight face? Like, maybe because they're more mature than I am, and that's why they're a judge. How do you not laugh about the name?
Oh my God, that would go viral too if they got like.
Yeah.
Have you seen that I've seen it go around. It's like viral. Like it's gone around a couple of times. Like. There's this, I don't know what country it's taking place at, but there's like this TV show and he has like people come on and the guests on one of the TV shows were people that had like handicapped voices, like their voices were somehow like affected maybe by an accident, like somehow there's like
sarcophagus. I think I've seen what you
And so the host is, you know, he's there to ask them questions. And one of the guy's voice is like super hype and he just starts laughing.
How do you keep a straight face? I don't know how you do it.
It literally sounds like he's doing a fake like voice.
Yeah, it's wild. I don't know how. It sounds like he was sounding like almost like a Mickey Mouse or Elmo type of thing.
Or like not even like the, what is that?
Wait, what?
The Swedish chef or something. like his voice was so, and then you hear like the girl next to him, he's like, or the bat, and then at the end there's like the guy that sounds like Batman. Like, it's just like, it's horrible. Like, we're even laughing right now, but it's like, I couldn't even do the show. And then I guess you go in not thinking that you're going to be laughing. And then until you hear
the, you're trying to hold together.
I mean, and he was bawling. Like, he just couldn't even.
And that's one of those laughs where you realize that it's wrong to laugh. So it's funnier because you're laughing at something that's kind of wrong.
And everybody's just like offended. It's kind of like, it reminds me of like, we used to have the CPA, love you, whatever your name was. And
his name is David.
You don't need to say his name.
I'm just going to say David. I'm not going to say his last name.
So anyway, so he was very nice, but he like...
Let's call him David.
Was that really his name?
It doesn't matter.
It was.
It doesn't. Yeah, don't stop.
So he was just one of those people where it was so exhausting during our taxes because he was very lonely.
He
lived with his sister or something. So he would just talk to you about anything and everything. And we had just had our daughter. So we, you know, I remember telling him, hey, like we have this really short time period where we, you know, we have to do this. We don't have a babysitter. We just got to get in and out. Cause then we got to go feed her. Like thinking that he's going to fucking understand that.
Yeah.
And then we go in and, he just starts up. And it's like, we started talking about our taxes and then he goes on into these other dimensions of things that he decides that we're going to talk about now. And we're just sitting there stuck. So at one point you start elbowing me or start kicking me under the table.
And it becomes more visible as we go through.
And at one point I think I cracked first. I started laughing and then I just was like, oh my God, I'm sorry. Like I just
because he wasn't like telling a funny story. It was probably about like his aunt.
And I
was like,
oh, I was thinking about something that happened earlier. And then you start laughing and we are just laughing. And then he's like, keeps talking. It's like he doesn't even care that we're laughing. He's just still talking. Mm-hmm. And I am like dying crying. Like I have tears that I'm holding back and I am fighting not to laugh. And we couldn't stop.
And we were visibly... Either we were in need of medical aid or laughing, and he just kept going.
And like, at one point, it was like so great. Like I was like, "Oh, like Clementine wants to run around. I'm gonna go." I was like, "You handle the rest of this. Like I don't need to be here. Well, tell me where to sign. Like you
know? I can't do this anymore."
It was.
Yeah, he was an energy vampire, as they
and
say.
And he was
now.
Great. He was great at his job. But he was a lonely man. And I remember my mom was going to set us up with him. And I remember asking her, I was like, Mom, because I know my mom talks a lot. I was like, how the fuck do you guys do this? Like, because if you're talking, this is going to be a 5-hour event.
Yeah, because your mother likes to.
You're going to be there for literally 5 hours. Like for me and you're like, our fucking threshold is about 45 minutes. Here's what we got going on. Cool. Like, here's our receipts. Here's the breakdown. Okay. Peace out, motherfucker. Give me my tax return. Here's your fucking money. Bye.
Yeah.
Like, and it's like with him, you couldn't get out of it. Would at least be 2 hours.
Yeah. And it wasn't like we were billionaires trying to hide funds and offshore accounts. Like we were, it was fairly, like, it was
at that point, even if I'm getting something back, I don't even want it anymore because this guy's fucking talking too much.
You think that was his angle? He was like, I'm going to wear them out until they just,
oh my God.
Give me the money.
He was draining.
Oh my God.
Draining.
I have
a couple clients like that are just like, that you just literally cannot get a word in.
Yeah.
And it's like to the point where I'm like, fine with it. I'm just doing your hair, you know, just like, but it's a lot. At the end of the session, I'm like, whoa, I'm wiped out and I didn't even say anything.
Is it for most of these people, right? We can't, everybody's different. Everybody's a beautiful snowflake.
Some people are in their own world.
Some people are in their own world. It's partially that. But like, do you think most of them think they're very interesting? Or most of them just have to get it out? Like they just have to express it. Otherwise they will explode.
I think that, I know one of them has like ADHD and that's completely understandable, right?
Sure.
So it's like, and I love them. They're amazing. But the other two, I genuinely have been doing their hair for so long that I genuinely think they are just in their own world, their own headspace.
Sure.
And they don't even realize it. And so it's like, I'm not even mad about it because they don't even realize it. And it's not even like they love me. It's not even like, but they're just literally in their own world.
They're just doing their own thing.
Yeah. And so they're just telling these stories and whatever. And I mean, every once in a while, well, how are you doing? And then it's like, I tell them how I'm doing. And then whatever I'm doing in my life mm-hmm. goes back to what it's they're a doing.
Segue for
and then it's like, yeah.
Like queuing, they're just queuing themselves but back
again,
up.
Again, like, it's fine. I'm the herapist, right? That's what they call
it. Oh, that's fun. Yeah. Oh, what do you call it? That say it again.
We're the herapist.
Wow, that's fun. That's yeah. even, I would say that's more fun than D's nuts. Not really, but.
I will definitely never change my name to.
If you could legally change your name to a fun name and there's no repercussions of like.
That's hard.
It doesn't even have to be like graphic, like this young gentleman.
How about Ding Dong? Ding Dong is like.
Ding Dong Brooks is a fun fucking name.
That's a very fun name.
What's up? I'm Ding Dong Brooks.
Sup. Sup, Ding Dong.
Give me your money. I'm Ding Dong.
Ding Dong with a rubber wing wong.
On that note, this has been an episode of Extra Normal Podcast. You can find us on all the social medias at Extra Normal Podcast. You can even email us at extranormalpodcast@gmail.com if you have any questions, concerns, comments, as long as you're not hurtful. And thank you so much for listening.